'Tis strange, my Theseus, these lovers speak of.
More strange than true. I never may believe these antique fables nor these fairy toys. Lovers and madmen have such seething brains, such shaping fantasies that apprehend more than cool reason ever comprehends. The lunatic, the lover, and the poet are of imagination all compact. One sees more devils than vast hell can hold. That is the madman. The lover, all as frantic, sees Helen's beauty in a brow of Egypt. The poet's eye, in a fine frenzy rolling, doth glance from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven, and as imagination bodies forth the forms of things unknown, the poet's pen turns them to shapes and gives to airy nothing a local habitation and a name. Such tricks hath strung imagination that if it would but apprehend some joy, it comprehends some bringer of that joy. Or in the night, imagining some fear, how easy is a bush supposed a bear? Joy, gentle friends, joy and fresh days of love accompany your hearts.
More than to us wait in your royal walks, your board, your bed.
Come now, what masks, what dances shall we have to wear away this long age of 3 hours between our after supper and bedtime? Where is our usual manager of mirth? What revels are in hand? Is there no play to ease the anguish of a torturing hour? Call Philostrate.
Here, mighty Theseus.
Say, what abridgment have you for this evening? What masks, what music? How shall we beguile the lazy time, if not with some delight?
A play there is, my lord, some 10 words long, which is as brief as I have known a play. But by 10 words, my lord, it is too long, which makes it tedious. For in all the play, there is not one word apt, one player fitted.
What are they that do play?
Hard-handed men that work in Athens here, that never labored in their minds till now, and now have toiled their unbreathed memories with this same play against your nuptial.
And we will hear it.
No, my noble lord, it is not for you. I have heard it over. It is nothing, nothing in the world. Unless you can find sport in their intents, extremely stretched, and conned with cruel pain to do you service.
I will hear that play. For never anything can be amiss where simpleness and duty tender it. Go bring them in. And take your places, ladies.
So please, your grace, the prologue is addressed.
Let him approach.
If we offend, it is with our goodwill that you should think we come not to offend, but with goodwill to show our simple skill. That is the true beginning of our end. Consider then, we come but in despite. We do not come as minding to content you. Our true intent is, all for your delight we are not here. That you should here repent you, the actors are at hand. And by their show, you shall know all that you are like to know.
This fellow doth not stand upon points.
Indeed, he has played on this prologue like a child on a recorder. A sound, but not in government.
His speech was like a tangled chain. Nothing impaired, but all disordered. Who is next?
Gentles, perchance you wonder at this show, but wonder on till truth make all things plain. This man is Pyramus, if you would know. This beauteous lady Thisbe is, certain. This man with lime and rough cast doth present wall, that vile wall which did these lovers sunder. And through walls chink poor souls they are content to whisper, at the which let no man wonder. This man with lantern, dog, and bush of thorn presented moonshine, for if you will know, by moonshine did these lovers think no scorn to meet at Nina's tomb, there to woo. This grisly beast, which Lionhite by name, The trusty Thisbe, coming first by night, did scare away, or rather did affright. And as she fled, her mantle she did fall, which lion vile with bloody mouth did stain. Anon comes Pyramus, sweet youth and tall, and finds his trusty Thisbe's mantle slain. Whereat, with blade, with bloody, blameful blade, he bravely broached his boiling, bloody breast. And Thisbe, tarrying in mulberry shade, his dagger drew and died. For all the rest, let lion, moonshine, war, and lovers twain at large discourse, while here they do remain.
I wonder if the lion be to speak.
No wonder, my lord. One lion may, when many asses do.
In this same interlude, it doth befall that I, one snout be name, present a wall, and such a wall as I would have you think, that had in it a crannied hole or chink, through which the lovers, Pyramus and Thisbe...
Pyramus and Thisbe.
Pyramus and Thisbe did whisper often, very secretly, this loam, this rough cast, and this stone doth show that I am that same wall. The truth is so. And this, the cranny is, right and sinister, through which the fearful lovers are to whisper.
Would you desire Lyman Hare to speak better?
It is the wittiest partition that ever I heard discourse, my lord.
Pyramus draws near the wall.
Silence.
Oh, grim look night. Oh, night with you so black. O night, whichever art, when day is not. O night, O night, alack, alack, alack. I fear my Thisbe's promise is forgot. And thou, O wall, O sweet, O lovely wall, that stands between her father's ground and mine, thou wall, O sweet, O lovely wall. Show me thy chink to blink through with mine eye. Chink.
Chink.
Oh, chink.
Thanks, courteous wall. Jove shield thee well for this. But what see I? No Thisbe do I see. Oh, wicked wall through whom I see no bliss. Cursed be thy stones for thus deceiving me.
The wall, methinks, being sensible, should curse again.
No, in truth, sir, it should not. Deceiving me is Thisbe's cue. She is to enter now, and I am to spy her through the wall. You will see, it will fall pat as I told you. Yonder she comes.
Oh, wall, full often hast thou heard my moans for parting my sweet Pyramus and me. My cherry lips have often kissed thy stones. Thy stones with lime and hair knit up in thee.
I see a voice. Now will I to the chink to spy, and I can hear my Thisbe's face. Thisbe!
My love, thou art my love, I think.
Think what thou wilt. I am thy lover's grace, and like Limander am I trusty still.
And I, like Helen, to the fates me care.
Not Shaphelus de Procrus was so true.
A Shaphelus de Procrus, I to you.
Oh, kiss me through the whole of this vile wall.
I kiss the wall's half, not thy lips at all.
Wilt thou at Ninny's tomb meet me straightway?
Ninus.
Ninus to meet me straightway.
I'd like, I dare, I come without delay.
Thus have I, wall, my part discharged so, and being done, this wall away doth go.
This is the silliest stuff that ever I heard.
The best in this kind are but shadows. But here come two noble beasts, a man and a lion.
You ladies, you whose gentle hearts do fear the smallest monstrous mouse that creeps on floor, may now perchance both quake and tremble here when lion rough in wildest rage doth roar. Then know that I, as snug the joiner, am a lion fell, nor else no lion's dam. For if I should, as lion, come in strife into this place, 'twere pity on my life.
A very gentle beast and of a good conscience.
The very best of the beast, my lord, that e'er I saw.
Silence, let us listen to the moon.
This land horn, does the horned moon present?
He should have worn the horns on his head.
He is no crescent, and his horns are invisible within the circumference.
This land horn, does the horned moon present? Myself, the man in the moon, do seem to be.
This is the greatest error of all the rest. The man should be put in the lanthorn. How else is it the man in the moon?
He dares not come there for the candle. For you see, it is already in snuff.
Okay. I am a weary of this moon, would you, James?
Proceed, moon.
All that I have to say is to tell you that the lanthorn is the moon. I, the man, eat the moon. This thorn bush, my thorn bush. And this dog, my dog.
Aww. Why, all these should be in the lanthorn, for all these are in the moon. But silence, here comes Thisbe.
This is only his team.
Ninus.
Nine. Where is my love?
Well-moused lion!
And then came Pyramus.
And so the lion vanished.
Sweet moon, I thank thee for thy sunny beams. I thank thee, moon, for shining now so bright. For by thy gracious golden glittering gleams, I trust to take of truest Thisbe sight. But stay, oh spite, but mark, poor knight, what dreadful dole is here. Eyes, do you see? How can it be? Oh, dainty duck, oh dear, thy mantle good, what, stained with blood? Approach ye, furies fell, the fates come, cut thread and thrum, quail, crush, conclude and quell!
This passion of the death of a dear friend would go near to make a man look sad.
Beshrew my heart, but I pity the man.
Oh, wherefore, nature, didst thou lion's frame? Since lion vile hath here deflowered my dear, which is, which was the fairest dame that lived, that loved, that liked, that looked with cheer. Come, tears confound, out sword and wound the pap of Pyramus. Aye, that left pap where heart doth hop. Thus die I, thus, thus, thus. Now am I dead. Now am I fled. My soul is in the sky. Tongue, lose thy light. Moon, take thy flight. Now die, 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 die.
Our chance moonshine is gone before Thisbe comes back and finds her lover.
She will find him by starlight. Here she comes, and her passion ends the play.
Methinks she should not use a long one for such a Pyramus. I hope she will be brief.
She has spied him already with her sweet eyes.
Asleep, my love. Take my death. Oh, Pyramus, arise! Speak, speak! Quite dumb. Dead. Dead! A tomb must cover these sweet eyes, these lily lips, this cherry nose, these yellow cowslip cheeks. Argon, argon! Lovers, make mine! These eyes will grieve us. Please, please, please. white hands as pale as milk. May they mean go, since you have sure with shears his thread of silk. Tank, not a word. Come, trusty sword, come blade my breast in blue. And farewell, friends, thus this be ends. Adieu, adieu, adieu.
Moonshine and Lion are left to bury the dead.
Aye, and Wall, too.
No, I assure you, the Wall is down that parted their fathers. Will it please you to see the epilogue, or to hear a Burgomast dance between two of our company?
No epilogue, I pray you, for your play needs no excuse. But come, your Burgomast, let your epilogue alone. Midnight hath told 12. Lovers, to bed. 'Tis almost fairy time. I fear we shall outsleep this coming morn as much as we this night have overwatched. This palpable gross play hath well beguiled the heavy gate of night. Sweet friends, to bed. A fortnight held with this solemnity in nightly revels a new jollity.
Now the hungry lion roars, and the wolf behowls the moon, whilst the heavy ploughman snores, all with weary task foredone. Now the wasted brands do glow, whilst the screech owl, screeching loud, puts the wretch that lies in woe in remembrance of a shroud. Now it is the time of night that the graves, all gaping wide, every one lets forth his sprite in the churchway paths to glide. But we spirits that do run by the triple Hecate's team from the presence of the sun, following darkness like a dream, now our frolic. Not a mouse shall disturb this hallowed house. I am sent with broom before to sweep the dust behind the door.
Through the house give glimmering light by the dead and drowsy fire. Every elf and fairy sprite hop as light as bird from briar, and this ditty after me sing and dance it trippingly.
First rehearse your song by rote, to each word a warbling note. Hand in hand with fairy grace will we sing and bless this place.
Every
until the break of day, through this house each fairy stray. To the best bride bed will we, which by us shall blessed be. And the issue there create, ever shall be fortunate. So shall all the couples three, ever true in loving be. And the blots of nature's hand shall not in their issue stand. Never mole, hair, lip, nor scar, nor mark prodigious such as are despised in nativity shall upon their children be. With this field you consecrate, every fairy take his gate, and each several chamber bless, through this palace with sweet peace, and the owner of it blessed, ever shall in safety rest. Trip away, make no stay, meet me all by break of day.
Shadows have offended. Think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. And this weak and idle theme, no more yielding but a dream, gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck now to escape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin will restore amends.